My colleagues, I just want to talk to you about our own, you know, flagship platform. We call it our utopian platform as the SABC. It's the SABC Plus. And it's a platform that is really coming from a public broadcaster. It is free. And therefore, it becomes easier than for anybody to just, you know, download, stream, and then be able to get all the SABC related content. This is the evolution of television, at least in South Africa. Everybody knows the SABC was started in the 1930s when we had RSG as well as SAFM. But actually, television started in 1976. I know there's a 75 there. I'm sure there's someone that I influenced to put that day. But it was actually May in 1976 when we had the first SABC television. And then we saw, you know, now the proliferation of, you know, the private broadcasters in the form of Mnet and then ETV. And then all of these guys at the bottom here, they started coming through. But then you will see that even though SABC Plus was launched in 2022, it was not part of this. And sometime last week, I heard another survey again here in South Africa, where they were saying, no, this platform has got a name, it's somewhere in Randburg in Johannesburg, and they say it's going to be the second biggest platform in South Africa in 2 years. And I said, oh, I'm sure the first platform will be SABC Plus. And then I went on to the survey, SABC Plus is not there. So I was like, okay, how do we go about in either monitoring or measuring, you know, platforms? What biasness or what criteria do we use in order to put a platform up as one of, you know, the biggest platforms in a country or in a region or something like that? Colleagues, I said earlier, SABC Plus is the biggest platform, OTT platform in South Africa. And any other platform that's thinking about whether it will be up or not up or first, or it will be coming after SABC Plus, colleagues. In broadcasting, we all know that the currency is audience. And the views on SABC Plus are unparalleled. I'll show it to you just now. Any other person is talking about 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. There's no one who gets anywhere close to a million except, you know, on SABC Plus. But we'll have that conversation some other day. Colleagues, in a nutshell, this is the television component of the SABC. We call it video entertainment within the SABC. What's missing there is SABC Sport and SABC News. It's just all the, you know, other linear channels that I had there. And they also have a 24-hour African languages news channel. We call it SABC Lehi. It's also missing from there. But maybe if I'm talking just about, you know, the video entertainment component of my business, I could, you know, go in there. But today it's more about SABC Plus. This is our radio offering. Again, I mean, I've got something similar to the previous one, but it will take slightly longer. It's about 3 minutes, and I know you guys don't have, you know, that time right now. But this is the footprint. At the top right, you will see that Ukhozi FM has got over 7 million listeners, the biggest radio station in Africa. It's the second biggest radio station in the world. The biggest radio station in the world is in China. And Ukhozi FM is the biggest station in Africa with over 7 million people. I mean, these numbers are just, you know, extraordinary. I mean, Metro FM, it's at the bottom right, is the biggest commercial radio station in Africa. And it continues to just, you know, push boundaries and be, you know, one of the flagship properties that we have within the SABC. But unfortunately, today it's more about SABC Plus. And these are the people that think are competing with us. We are at the bottom right there, but they all think they're competing with us. When they do their own surveys, they don't include us. This is the nice thing. They do all the surveys only for themselves, and then they exclude us. And they know that we're by far the biggest, you know, a platform in the country and in Africa. We got the platform in November 2022. And when we got it, it had just around 150,000 subscribers. And today we've got just over 1 million subscribers. We had to grow it together with our, you know, service provider partners that we've been working with on it. It's, as I say, one of the biggest, you know, platforms in Africa. In fact, its popularity was underlined when we when we were playing at the Rugby World Cup, when the Springboks were playing in the Rugby World Cup in September and October last year. And the semi-final game of that game, that was between England and the Springboks, was actually the biggest game ever watched in South Africa. It was on SABC 2, but then it was also streamed on SABC Plus. It was the biggest game ever streamed, or event ever streamed in South Africa, because England was playing South Africa, and we know about, you know, how the English, you know, like their sport. And then obviously with us and us behind the Springboks, all the way we were watching as well. It's the platform, and it showed its resilience. Then earlier I had spoken about how, you know, the platform during the African Nations Cup, it was again another semi-final. There's something with the semi-finals in this platform, because we were playing against Nigeria at the time, and we reached over 1.2 million people just watching the, just to think about this thing, the biggest game that the other people that play sport in this country have is, let's say, England, in England, Manchester United and Liverpool. And at the same time, maybe there will be a game playing, this is now just not local football, West Ham playing against Aston Villa. SABC will be getting close to 1 million viewers on that. And that game, which is the biggest game, probably not just only in England, but also in the world, it never reaches 300,000 audiences. This is the reality of the numbers that the SABC carry. Every time there's what is called a big game, take it to the SABC, you get the numbers. Take it elsewhere, yes, they will get their numbers, but nowhere near 300 or 400,000 plus. So most of our users are on Android, as most of you guys will see. You can just download the app, by the way. Just SABC Plus is free. I mean, I'm sitting next to someone who just downloaded it now, played it, and like, oh, so easy. At the moment, we're not even asking you for your TV license. We spoke about it that the TV license component is still coming, but just for free. Download the stuff, you play everything that has to do with the SABC, you'll find all the channels in there. But Android continues to dominate. Then we've got it on Hisense, one of the smart TVs. It is still there, and it's commanding just under 20% as well. And then on the website, which is also quite popular, there's about 15% of that, and then on iOS as well. But it is being, you know, downloaded across, you know, the world. And this is what I was talking about earlier. This game was actually one of the biggest games that we ever saw, an event ever broadcast in South Africa. The other spike that you see here, I don't know if my mouse is, maybe let me do this. This game is when it was the quarterfinals game between us and Cape Verde. That's when our goalkeeper Ronwin Williams saved 4 penalties. But it was just over 750,000 people that watched that game. But then the second, maybe we're also expecting him to save more than 4 penalties. And then, yeah, we're playing against Nigeria, and we actually lost that game on penalties. But it was one of the most, you know, streamed game events, not only in South Africa, but in Africa. And it's one of those things that, you know, the resilience of this platform is just demonstrating, you know, to all of us. These are just, you know, the channels that are being live streamed on a regular basis. I mean, SABC 1 still popular, and then SABC 2. But from a radio perspective, I mean, Metro FM and Radio 2000 are still some of the most, you know, streamed products, with Ukhozi FM just close by as well. but Radio 2000 and Metro FM are actually the most streamed channels. But the programs that we see all the times, I mean, outside sport, which is the yellow stuff, like, you know, the African Nations Cup and the Premier League games that we have, and I'm sure the Rugby World Cup should be somewhere there as well. But most South Africans are actually watching Skeem Saam. It's the most watched program on SABC Plus currently. I think overall it's only second to Uzalo from the SABC perspective, which is another local, you know, locally produced property. But it is one of those because it's a youth-oriented program, Skeem Saam, and you would always think when, you know, your young ones are sitting at home, sitting in their own little rooms, they are actually, you know, streaming, you know, Skeem Saam and watching that because it's such a very riveting a youth program that that they watch. But these are all the shows that you would see that SABC Plus carries. And mainly, I mean, we're joking within the SABC yesterday, was it yesterday? I think a day before yesterday, where we're saying South Africans are very dramatic. You would see that everything that they watch is actually drama. So there's a lot of drama here, a little bit of sport here and there, but yeah, these South Africans are extremely, extremely dramatic, and therefore you need to always, you know, produce something that talks to them. And I know the actual topic of my speak today is just more around how do we respond to the ever-changing needs of our audiences. And I think everybody has been presenting about how, you know, watching television has moved from, you know, the old days where we would be sitting down and having a date with our program. You want to watch your program anywhere. You don't have to go home to watch your program. And this is exactly how we are responding to it. And SABC Plus, as I said, is our utopian platform. And we are in a way, you know, responding to those ever-changing needs. People want you to be where they are. Your audiences wants to see you where, or they want you to see them where they are and respond to them the time they want you. Once you don't do that, they move on to the next best thing. They always find the next best thing. This is just a quick user journey, and this question was also asked up here when I was sitting, especially the monetization aspect. How far are you guys with this? We've actually launched in 2022, as I said, and then we kind of had a transition in December last year, just to say, you know what, we're trying to get all these new other features, you know, onboarded onto the platform. But monetization is going to be fully realized between now and the end of April. We are also, you know, launching this on Samsung as well as LG. We call it smart TVs, Samsung and LG. And then from there, iOS TV is also, you know, coming through together with Android. But then the rest of the platform now is more going to be how do we utilize it so that it works for a public broadcaster. And this is key, colleagues. I keep talking about us being a public broadcaster. We're not a private, you know, broadcaster where everybody always assumes and expects that innovation will be coming from, you know, those types of entities. Yes, I mean, it's true. They do a lot because of their agility. But this one is actually coming from a public broadcaster, which is 80 plus years old, which is a huge testament to the team that is working on this, both from a technology perspective as well as on all the content, you know, providers within the SABC. It's been one of those journeys where everybody has been pulling, you know, towards, you know, this platform. I'm not going to talk about monetization strategies, but as things stand, I mean, on live content, on catch up on the website, you've got pre-rolls, you've got mid-rolls, you've got post-rolls. All of those are things that we can do today and we're doing, you know, that we should be doing, you know, going forward. And other things like us partnering with, you know, government television channels, SADC, you know, TVs, anything that would allow us to have that opportunity to monetize this platform even more, we're considering those. And thank you very much, colleagues. And